This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For many, food preservation is an important part of home gardening. Karen Blakeslee, a food scientist at Kansas State University, offers tips for the upcoming canning season. She says that making sure everything is ready to go before harvest begins can save a lot of stress and time.
In particular, if you're planning to pressure can anything and you have a dial gauge type canner, bring that gauge to your local extension office. They have testing equipment to test your gauge. Now, there's only four brands that we can test, and that includes National, Presto, Maid of Honor, and Magic Seal. All of those brands are supported by the Presto company. I do know that the All-American canners have a dial gauge on them. We cannot test those. So give your local extension office a call about getting your gauge tested so that you know how accurate or inaccurate it is. That's really important for safety of the foods that you're going to pressure can. Make sure your jars are clean. They're not damaged. Run your finger around the top rim of the jars. Make sure there's not any nicks or cracks in the jars. Look over the entire jar itself, because jars can be reused many times. Just take good care of them. Really, the only thing you need to buy new every year is lids, because they can only be used once, the metal flat lids. There's plenty of supplies out there now. The days of the shortages have passed us. Now, one thing that I did this year is I updated all of our publications. So we have publications on different food groups, vegetables in general, and then we also have beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, apples, peaches, corn. Those are probably the most common things that Kansans like to preserve. We've had these out for years, and we've just updated them over the years. I've switched out some recipes in there to give you some ideas on how to use these different food products. So take a look at them, and hopefully they will give you some good guidance on how to preserve your food safely. We also have how-to guides on water bath canning, which includes steam canning, and then also a how-to guide on pressure canning, because the steps in doing each of those processes is basically the same no matter what kind of canner, what brand of canner you're using. But always read your manuals for your particular canner to make sure you understand how your canner is supposed to work. We also have some information on salsa in particular, because everybody likes to make salsa. So there's that, and also I'm making meat jerky. And then we also have a publication, just some good information on remembering to adjust your processing for your elevation. Kansas is not as flat as everybody thinks, because when you go up in elevation, the boiling point of water goes down. So you have to accommodate for that. So take a look at those. They're also in Spanish. They're free. The download off of the K-State Extension bookstore or off of my website, the Rapid Response Center.
And the science-based aspect of it is what really makes our information much more reliable.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, food preservation is all based on science. There are a lot of parameters that have to be measured to safely preserve food inside of the jar. But also with dehydrating and freezing, there's a lot of science that goes into that. You know, in talking about freezing in general, freezing doesn't improve foods, but there are some steps you should take to make sure the quality stays the best it can during the freezing process and then after when you're ready to use it. And the same thing with dehydration. On both of those, protecting the color of fruits such as peaches and apples, make sure they don't go brown on you. There's ways to prevent that from happening, simply using lemon juice or some ascorbic acid mixtures. It's so easy to take that step and make sure that color doesn't change. And then in vegetables in particular, for both dehydrating and freezing, blanching, whether it's water blanching or steam blanching, that's important to preserve the color, the texture, the flavor during the freezing or the dehydrating process so that you get the best quality in the end when you're ready to use it.
That's Kansas State University food scientist Karen Blakeslee, with information on preparing for the upcoming canning season. To find out if food preservation classes are being offered near you, contact your local extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.